Thank you for listening to KBOO Evening News. My name is Sam Bowman. Ben Keita, an 18-year-old from Lake Stevens, Washington, went missing last November 26th. On January 9th of this year, his body was found hanging from a tree in Lake Stevens, and his death was ruled a suicide. Keita, a Muslim, is described by his father as, quote, a very happy young man, and had no history of depression, anxiety, or any psychological breakdown. At a press conference hosted by the Washington chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, Ben's father Ibrahima Keita said that Ben had been enrolled in the Running Start program at Everett High School. His dream was to become a medical doctor. Last month, after reviewing the evidence, Snohomish County officials changed Ben Keita's cause of death from suicide to undetermined, drawing the attention of faith and civil rights groups all over the country. Despite the change, the Lake Stevens police closed their investigation of his death last week, claiming they fully investigated. Since then, CARE Washington and other groups have called on the FBI to fully investigate Keita's death to find out if there was foul play involved and if it could be considered a hate crime. Some in the greater Seattle area have made connections to the way lynchings in the U.S. were often misidentified, on purpose or not, as suicides. Reverend Kelly Brown, for example, of Seattle's Plymouth Congregational Church, quoted on KIRO Seattle, said these mischaracterizations were the result of incomplete investigating by authorities. Today at 6:30 p.m., a vigil is being held at Red Square in the University of Washington in Seattle in memory of Keita. It was organized by CARE Washington as well as the UW Black Student Union and the Somali Students Association. The groups say they will reiterate their call for the FBI to fully investigate the case. For its part, the FBI issued a statement on Friday agreeing with the Lake Stevens police that, quote, evidence collected to date does not provide any indication of a criminal act. However, the Bureau also said it would reevaluate its position as new evidence came forward. As of this broadcast, the FBI has not changed its position. For more on this story, I spoke with CARE Washington's Executive Director, Arsalan Bukhari, on Friday.
And can you just first tell me a little bit about who was Ben Keita?
Well, Ben Keita was an all-American child. He was born and raised in the Seattle area. He was taking Running Start classes while he was going to high school. So he was enrolled in Lake Stevens High School and at the same time was taking Running Start classes at Everett Community College. So he was slated to graduate this coming June. With college credits, and parents are really just an all-American family, mom and dad, three kids including Ben. His other two siblings were born in the Lake Stevens area. They've been living in Lake Stevens for about 17 years, they said, and they have been in the Seattle area for about more than two decades, since 1995. So U.S. citizens, the parents are registered voters. They are, Lake Stevens is the area that they know, that children know, and this was their home.
And just briefly, what happened to him in the last few months?
Yeah, so Ben went missing on November 26th, and then his body was found hanging from a tree on January 9th by some young people who were hanging out in the woods. And these are not woods in a rural area. They're next to a housing development, like many suburban areas have a number of homes and then kind of trees around the backyard. So that's kind of how this was. And the manner in which his body was found was very alarming. It was hanging from a tree, from a rope. And, this young man is about 18 years old, and that's what we know. The parents have been working with the police for many months since he went missing. We have been contacted by the family after he was found on January 9th. And then we have been working and have been in touch with the family and the law enforcement since then to ensure a comprehensive investigation because more than a month has passed and there remain many questions and many leads unpursued. We asked for the FBI to then consider taking on a full investigation so that they can use their expertise, experience, and human resources to conduct a comprehensive investigation. And I think the greatest hope of the family is that someone out there has some knowledge of the circumstances or perhaps any people involved in this, and that they will come forward and report that to the FBI Seattle office or to police simply by calling 911. I mean, we really are relying and hoping for members of the public who may have any knowledge to come forward and report anything they might know.
Of course, there's a lot of news across the country about attacks on immigrants and people of Muslim faith. And is there any indication at this time that this could be any sort of incident like that?
That's a good question. So we just don't know at this time what led to his death, what motive anyone had leading up to his death. We just don't have any of that information yet. So that's why we're hoping for a full comprehensive investigation so that we can get the family can get some answers around what may have led to the death of their son, and so that they can have some closure as well. So a full comprehensive investigation, we believe, will hopefully uncover many more facts that can tell the family what may have led to their son's death.
And you may have touched on this briefly, but have you received any response from the FBI yet or the federal government?
And so we received a response, and they said they're reviewing the case. So they're reviewing the case, and they haven't opened a full investigation, but we've asked them to open a full investigation and dedicate their resources because this case is so important and a very serious case.
Just to be clear, his death is currently ruled as undecided, right?
It was ruled by the Snohomish County Medical Examiner's Office as undetermined. And the reason why they mentioned that is important. They mentioned that that this was a manner of death because of a couple of factors. Number one, that there were some search and rescue efforts that were launched immediately after, or a few days after, he was found missing. And those rescue efforts didn't result in him being found. In fact, the last rescue effort was on December 7th, but then he was found on January 9th. Hanging from a tree in the woods. And so that was one thing. And that, of course, has many possibilities. The other reason they stated in their opinion as to why the manner of death they concluded was undetermined is that the rope was strung across, strung on a branch that was about 50 feet high off the ground. And the young man was just hanging with his feet about 2.5 feet above the ground. It was a very long rope, and you know they just can't conclude who could have done this. They changed their determination from suicide to undetermined because of all these factors that they learned about, and because the family had contacted them to figure out, you know, what they think the manner of death.
What has the response been in the community of Lake Stevens?
Yeah, well, I think the family has mentioned that some of the neighbors have come forward and expressed their condolences. But, you know, the bottom line is if the best way to help is for good people, fair-minded, everyday people, as well as leaders, to echo the public call for the FBI to investigate this. We're hoping that, you know, our state's governor, state lawmakers, and U.S. Congress members will also send their own inquiries to the FBI and ask them to conduct a full comprehensive federal investigation so that the FBI is motivated to take this on as a full investigation.
Oh, and I guess that brings up, has anybody, any other groups or people signed on to this request with you?
So when we first issued this request back on Monday, we sent a letter to the FBI this past Monday. The next day we held a press conference, and in that press conference we had the Faith Action Network, which is a coalition of many churches across the state of Washington. The Faith Action Network also issued a call, and they had their co-director, Elisa Guir, who joined us and stated the call for the FBI to investigate this on behalf of the Faith Action Network. We also had the executive director of the Church Council of Greater Seattle, Mr. Michael Ramos, and he also made a public call for the FBI to investigate this. And lastly, we also had Reverend Dr. Kelly Brown, who is the associate pastor at Plymouth Congregational United Church of Christ here in Seattle, and she also made that call. So at least three leaders have done that right on the day of the press conference, and I think many more will be doing the same in the coming days as well.
Arslan Bukhari, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for your attention to this case. Really appreciate it.
I've been speaking to Arslan Bukhari, the executive director of the Washington chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. The FBI has not responded to a request for comment in time for broadcast. Anyone with information about Ben Keita's disappearance or death is asked to call the FBI Seattle field office at 206-622-0460. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman.